This is 107 Meridian FM.
Welcome to Meridian FM. Richard Haynes, owner of Photograph Forever.
Good evening.
Well, hi to you, Richard. You run the business of Photograph Forever. Can you tell us what it's about?
Right, well, it's a business that specialises in photograph restoration. It came about when I did my own family history photographs about 3 years ago, and I realised how much better photographs are that were deteriorating when they've been done up, and it sort of caught on, and I've started advertising it and doing it sort of more or less full time for the last 2 years now.
And what made you go into the business?
Mainly because I did my own in the first place.
Yeah.
And I could make them so much better, and photographs that were even some of the quite good ones were very good when enlarged. You could put them on the wall in a frame and actually enjoy them instead of being tucked away in a shoebox like a lot are.
Yeah. Is it quite a specialised job? I mean, what you have to do, is it?
It is. I mean, I do all the work digitally, so it's all done on Photoshop.
Yeah.
But you can get free programs like Google Picasa. You can do your own photograph restoration up to a point on that, and cropping and various bits of touching up. But for the more sort of serious stuff like creases and tears and fading and things like that, you can't do that on a basic program. You need a professional program to do it. And that's where I come in. And so many people these days are studying their family trees, and they're coming across old photographs and identifying people and all the rest of it. And so I've seen a lot of people like that, and they're very, very pleased with the result. You know, it brings new life to the photograph.
Because you were recently, didn't you go to some show last week in London?
It was Olympia, Who Do You Think You Are, live exhibition. It's the biggest show in the world about genealogy and family history and family trees.
Because that's been on, I think it's been on television recently, hasn't it?
It's based on the television series, Ancestry.co.uk, and all the sort of the big players in genealogy were there. And it was really interesting. And it's, once you start, you get the bug for that. It's very good.
Is it? I mean, do you find, is it quite a time-consuming job? I mean, is it sort of fiddly that you have to do? Is it?
That's one of the nice things I enjoy about it. Every photograph I get is different. There are problems that are similar throughout, but they're all good fun to put right, because you've got a really good product at the end of the day, and you can make something out of something that wasn't that good in the first place. But even in good photographs or reasonable photographs, you can still make them better. If you haven't got the negatives and you want a particular photograph to be improved.
I mean, what are the main subjects you find for your business?
It's mainly people.
Yeah.
There are, I mean, I did a barn for somebody yesterday that's now no longer standing, and it's part of their family history. But it's mainly people. And people that have had photographs screwed up in their wallet for ages, and it's in a, you know, they can be in a fairly bad way.
Have you found, I mean, obviously with this, the programmes on television, a sort of an influx of business?
I'm beginning to, because I'm actually promoting myself to the genealogy sort of site. It's a good sort of market for restoration. It seems that it hasn't been particularly extensively thought about. These main genealogy sites, they don't seem to have addressed it particularly, so I'm approaching them, and it all sounds quite encouraging.
Was it a well-attended show in London?
Yeah. It's the busiest show I've been, well, probably ever been to, actually. It was really packed. I went on the Friday, and, very, very well-attended, yeah.
From Lingfield to Forest Row, 107 Meridian FM. Live local, love local.
Banjos on 107 Meridian FM, your radio, your station. It's Richard T with Golden Oldies until 9 o'clock. Do you know that song, Richard?
Yeah, I think that was quite a big hit from the film Deliverance, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think you could be right. I know you're a bit of a guitarist yourself. Ever played the banjo?
I have never played the banjo, actually, no.
Ukulele?
Not enough strings. Ukulele? No, I haven't played the ukulele.
Well, what guitar do you play? What's your...
Six-string guitar, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, 12-string guitar.
Yeah. Ever done in music yourself?
Just a little.
Right, so this is Richard Haynes here from the company Photograph Forever. Who would you say were your best customers?
Well, quite a lot of people come to me when they've often had a relative that's passed away, and they come across the photographs, and they're trying to find out about it all. And they bring them along and show me what they want done with them, or whether they want them framed or whatever. But I think all I can say is I would encourage your listeners to look through their old photographs. They do deteriorate, even if they're stored well. They can still deteriorate. They fade. They get damaged. Slides, negatives, prints, whatever you have, it's worth checking them. And if there's anything I can do to repair them, I'll be very delighted to do so.
Okay, thank you. Now, 107 your radio, your station is Rich T, with my guest in the studio is Richard Haynes from Photographs Forever. Richard, is it possible to add colour to black and white photographs?
Yeah, it's all done, let's say, digitally on Photoshop. But yes, if a photograph is black and white or sepia in the first place, I can recolour it. I think it's better, I mean, for example, if you've got a faded colour photograph, I can get the colour back so it looks pretty much like it did in the first place. That's more satisfactory than hand colouring. But, you know, that's something I do. There's a whole range of things I do. I've got a new website as of last week with lots of examples of things that I've done, so it's a good idea to...
So what's your website address?
That's www.photographsforever.co.uk.
And what about making sort of quality enlargements? Can you do that? Or?
Yeah, because I do them so close up, it means that the originals can then be, or my digital copies of them, can then be made quite big. So you can often have, you know, quite a decent size enlargement from what was a very small print in the first place.
Good.
From Dorman's Land to Turner's Hill, 107 Meridian FM.
And hi to you again, Richard. Can you tell us a bit more about the company? What does it cost to have these photos redone?
It depends entirely on how long it takes. I need to see the photograph or the scan that people can now send to me from the website. Once I've seen it, I know how long it's roughly going to take me to do it, and it's based on that. But the price starts from £3.50 each, so...
And you've got it on your website? Have you got
all the prices are on there. And I say all I can do is encourage people to look out their old photographs, because it's a great shame for them all to be not enjoyed properly. The other thing, of course, once they're scanned and restored, you can share them with people. Usually there's only one copy of these old photos. So you can have, obviously, additional copies and enlargements and share them with the family, whether it, you know, electronically or more prints. But it makes them shareable. And also albums that fall to pieces over years, you can, you know, get those restored and make new photo books from them. Lots of good things you can do with your photographs, but don't let them go to waste. Enjoy them.
Sure. Richard, can you tell me, got any interesting stories about the subjects you do with your business?
Yeah, I've done two jobs recently. One was a 90-year-old man's son decided to do a photo book of his father's life and looked at all his pictures from about the age of 2 up to about 88, and I restored some that needed restoring, others I cropped. We put it all into a photo book with titles and dates and things like that, and he presented that to his dad on his 90th birthday, and he was absolutely thrilled to be with it.
Yeah.
Another one I've done recently is a guy had over the years eight. He had some rather special cars. He started with an E-Type Jaguar, and his latest one was a Ferrari, and all sorts of Aston Martins and the like in between. And he just had them as a collection of snapshots. And I got all the eight prints that he'd got and matched all the colours so that they looked part of a set, and then mounted them all in a large frame with eight windows in it, and titles saying what each car was quite subtly underneath. And he was very, very pleased with that. And he's got something he can put on his office wall. Every job I do is different, and the people are very thrilled they can have something that didn't exist in a good way before.
And is this mainly private work, or do you do work for companies?
It's mainly private. I say it's mainly people doing their family trees. That tends to be the main clientele. But yeah, I've done a corporate job recently where a company wants to put their old archived photographs on a 52-inch screen in their reception. And I noticed the pictures were in a bad way, so I said that I do photograph restoration, and I've done about 100 images for them now, and it makes them look so much brighter. I can bring the life back into the pictures, and they look so much better on this big screen in their reception, and they're very, very pleased with that.
Anyway, tell us, what's the name of your company again, and the website, and phone numbers, and email addresses?
Right, the website is www.photographsforever.co.uk. The phone number is 01825 740986.
Don't you repeat that again?
Yeah, 01825 740986. And my email address is richard@photographsforever.co.uk. And I'd be pleased to help anybody that has some pictures they want to get restored or even just talk to me about or whatever. Yeah, please do.
Thank you very much for coming in, Richard, and telling us about this. Very interesting. I expect we'll see you again soon.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks. Okay, thanks.
Live local, love local. 107 Meridian FM.